I mean, there's pretty much simple. The Patriotic Alliance is threatened to withdraw from every coalition with the NC unless Okene Kunene is reinstated, is as opportunistic as it gets. And worryingly, this is not even about policy differences or service priorities. It's simply personality politics wrapped in the clothing of principle. Ukunene resigned in July after that controversy, and the PA now says he has been cleared internally. But let's be honest, that reinstatement is less about transport or any improvements in the service delivery for Joburg residents, and more about leveraging the coalition game, especially now that he's touted to be the PA's mayoral candidate for 2026. And coalition politics run on arithmetic and influence. And here's the paradox. If the Patriotic Alliance walks away, it loses not only its seat at the table, but the very levers of power it wants to protect. Now, will the coalition collapse? I doubt it. This is simply hardball bargaining, not a final act. We are more likely to see negotiated settlements behind closed doors that may maybe serve to provide a first saving outcome for the PA and maybe even a stability for the African National Congress. But worryingly for me, while the politicians posture and are busy playing to the gallery, it is the commuters and citizens who pay the price when portfolios are held hostage. Transport is not theater. It is people's daily bread, commuters' daily reality. The ANC now faces a delicate balancing act. Whether they will concede too much and embolden other partners or resist too firmly and the coalition wobbles on the eve of an election. So what happens next? I would expect that there will be more public threats, press conferences, headlines, but behind the scenes, these parties are bound to embark on quiet negotiation and compromise. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's every party for itself. These coalitions, as highly likely as they are today, were never meant to last forever. As we move closer to the 2026 elections, expect more tension in ultimate terms and political theater cross board. This isn't about Kenny Kunene's leadership. It's about parties playing to the gallery rather than pursuing principled positions. The reality is stark, and survival in politics often comes at the expense of cohesion. And these power games will continue to dominate the headlines.